Explain Krauss all clear. All right, the Mishnah. So the Gemara says you got to go through the Cheshbon here. So now, after you've gone through the Cheshbon, it works like this. There are basically two possibilities before the Mishnah. One possibility is that Kriyas and Megillah is a situational phenomenon. Situational phenomenon. That wherever you are, that's how you lean. In other words, the halacha was that there's leaning, that Kriyas and Megillah it takes place in a krach on the 15th, and then ear on the 14th. That's the chiyuv hamitzvah, kiyuv hamitzvah, that's the way it works. And it depends where you are. If you're in the ear, so then at that time, so you read like the ear. If you're in the krach, you read like the krach. In other words, the chiyuv is fulfilled according to the way the hechitimtza works out, according to the situation. The situation. There's a chiyuv on the ear to read in the 15th. If you happen to be in the ear in the 15th, you're chayav on the 15th. So the kiyum mitzvah is contingent upon the kiyum, the ofen kiyuma. All right, there's two ways to make a mitzvah, either in the krach or in the ear. So it depends, situationally, it depends where you are. Okay? If that were the case, so then if you found yourself in the ear, when? Krach on the 14th and the ear in the 15th, you'd be patla gamri. The second possibility is it goes by your citizenship. If you're a citizen of the krach, so then you're chayiv on the 15th. If you're a citizen of the ear, you're chayiv on the 14th. Okay? No matter where you are. What would be the case like, no matter where you are? So therefore, if you are a citizen of the krach and on the 14th you are in an ear, so then what would it mean? So you mean, you agree on the 15th? So that, I would say, I'll be as far as possible to say such a thing, but the Gemara rejects it from the pasuk. I can't eat him a present. My yoshim are brothers. What does it say? That mechtek. So you eat him a present. Normally, the mechtek yoshim are brothers. A kamashim on the priz ben yom on nikra priz. So he's a priz for a day. So what's the question? Let's put it in halachic terms. What's the question in halachic terms? The question is, what is the function of ear and krach? That's the question. Is ear and krach? Are ear and krach mechayvim in the mitzvah, or are ear and krach halachim in kiyumei mitzvah? In kiyum on it. That's the question in abstract. Okay? If you say that ear and krach halachas in the mechayev of the mitzvah, so then I say like this. If you find yourself in an ear and you're dalid, so since you're in an ear, so the mechayev is chal upon you and you're dalid. Krach, the mechayev is chal on you and tesvav. So it's possible to avoid either mechayev. A simple answer. I go to the krach in your dalid, and therefore there's no mechayev on me in your dalid. And the moment your dalit is over, or it's about to be over, I can't read the Megillah anymore, so I jump out of the choma, and I'm in the and I'm outside of the krach. And now I'm putter because there's no machayev in the ear of tesvav. So that would mean that ear and krach are entities insofar as the chiyuv mitzvah is concerned. That's what it would mean definitively, if we would say that pshat. But of course that pshat is completely rejected. All right? Snapshot, it seems, is completely rejected.
It makes sense, huh?
It makes sense, but it's completely rejected. Okay? But it's a possibility. It's a viable possibility, but apparently the Gemara doesn't deal with that possibility. That possibility is considered it's not considered. Okay. Now, what's the other possibility? The other possibility is to say that the Mechayev is, that what is Ear and Krach? What's the role of Ear and Krach in the Mitzvah, Kriyas, and Megillah? It's not the role in terms of the Machayah, in terms of Chiyuv HaMitzvah. But the role it plays is strictly in terms of Kiyuv HaMitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Which means to say like this, the Chiyuv of the mitzvah is Chal on the Gavra wherever he is. When? I don't know when. But it's Chal on the Gavra wherever he is. Okay? But the only thing is like this, that a Gavra that's a Ben Yir, his Kiyuv HaMitzvah takes place when? On Yudalit. A gavra is a ben krach. His kiyum mitzvah takes place on tesvav, but the chiyuv mitzvah is not totally in being present, and is not totally in ear. It's not totally in krach. It doesn't matter. They're all the chiyuv mitzvahs chal on klal yisrael. Every Jew chiyuv mitzvah. The only thing is that the kiyum kriyasa takes place the yudalit in the ear and then in the krach and tesvav. Okay. So then I would say, in simple terms, that it depends where I'm a citizen of. It's totally the gavra, basically. It's totally the gavra. Okay? Totally the gavra, just that. Totally out. So in other words, it would be totally completely in the gavra, which means to say it depends what kind of a gavra I am. If I'm a gavra of a ben krach, that's where I live. So therefore my chiyuv is to read it when? To read it on the 15th. If I'm a ben ir, so then my chiyuv is to read it on the 14th. It doesn't matter where I am. There's not a lacha that I have to go back. If I'm a ben krach, for instance, and I went outside. I went outside of the krach. It doesn't, and I'm on the 15th, I'm in an ear, wouldn't make any difference. I still would read it where I read it in the ear. I read it on the 15th. Because it's Allah and the Gavra. That the Gavra is, the Chiyuv of the Gavra is what? The Chiyuv of the Gavra is to read it whenever there's manis. It's not dependent on this. It's not Allah that, there's not Allah that the Kriya, that if I'm a Ben Krach, that my only Kriya that I could be Yotze with is to read it in a Krach. There wouldn't be any Allah like that. The Allah is a Ben Krach is Chayiv. When? It's chayiv it's chayiv in the 15th. And a ben year is chayiv in the 14th. According to the first way, we said the what? No. According to the first way, the machayiv is the ear and the krach. That's the machayiv. The chiyuv ha-mitzvah. And according to the first way, there's one big difference. According to the first way, the chiyuv and the kiyum are commensurate. Because what's the machayiv? The machayiv is the ear. So where you are, that's where your kriya is, right? It's where you are, that's the kriya. So if you're in the krach on Tesvav, so then you to the machayah, you have a chiyuv of the krach, and you have a kiyum in the krach. But once you switch it to the gavra, now you have a strange phenomenon, which means to say that what a person is a ben krach, he's a citizen of a krach, and he's in the 14th, he's going to be in the year, so he'll still be chayiv. Why would he be chayiv? Even though he's not in the krach. So come on, you could have, there's no aloha that the kiyum a mitzvah of a ben krach has to be inside the krach. That's not the aloha. The halacha is totally dependent upon the gavra, which means to say that if I'm a gavra of a ben krach, so then I'm chayav in kriya on the 15th. It has nothing to do with where I am. It has nothing to do with the kiyum kriyasa. It doesn't have to be inside the krach. The kiyum kriyasa can be anywhere. But if I'm a gavra of a ben krach, so I'm chayav on the 15th. If I'm a gavra of a ben ir, I'm chayav on the 14th. Wouldn't make any difference whatsoever. So if I went to Yerushalayim and I live in Tel Aviv, so I go to Yerushalayim, so on the 14th I'd be chayav in kriya from Megillah. Because I'm a ben ir, and the machayev is based upon the type of gavra I am. Purely Allah and the type of gavra I am. That would have been the halacha if it wasn't the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, no, okay, now you're my prozim. If it would have stopped there, that's what it would have meant. But it says a yoshim baria prozos. What's a yoshim baria prozos? The Gemara says, pruz ben yoma nikra pruz. Which means to say like this. He comes from Yerushalayim, and now he goes to Tel Aviv. He's on Tel Aviv on the 14th, right? So now it's just a question, what's the halacha of Pruz Ben Yoma basically? Pruz Ben Yoma doesn't change the formula. It doesn't change the formula. The formula is the same. Which means to say the machayev is not the ear and not the krach, but the machayev is chal the gavra. Ear and krach is halacha in kiyum ha-mitzvah, not halacha in chiyuv ha-mitzvah. Okay? It's halacha in kiyum ha-mitzvah, the fact of ear and krach. It's not halacha in chiyuv ha-mitzvah. So therefore, even though I'm in the Tel Aviv, so it doesn't matter. The ear is not a machayev. Ear is not a machayev. What's the machayev? The machayev is chal negavra. And ear is only halach and kiyum mitzvah. So the only thing is that it says ayoshvim bariyah prazos. What is it ayoshvim bariyah prazos? Ayoshvim bariyah prazos. So it means that truz ben yomo is nikra pruz. Which means to say, what does that mean to say? Pruz ben yomo, what kind of exercise class is it? Pruz ben yomo, what does it mean? Pruz ben yomo nikra pruz. What does it mean? It means to say that the definition of where you're from is not based upon where you live all the time, but it's based upon where you live in the Zman of Chiyuv HaMitzvah. The Zman of Chiyuv HaMitzvah. In other words, where you live is not determined by your real citizenship, where you live all year round, but it's determined where you live insofar as Purim is concerned. Okay? What? So you understand that if I'm going to be in Tel Aviv for the whole day of the 14th, at least till the morning when there's a fee of Kriyas and Megillah, so now I'm considered a Yoshev in the Kenyan of my present, a Yoshev in my presence. So I'm considered Yoshev in my presence. Why? Because insofar as Purim's concerned, Purim doesn't recognize the history of the Gavra. His history starts right then and there. Where he lives is determined where he is in this man of Allah. Allah is man, says over there. Okay. So therefore, he's a citizen of Tel Aviv. So that's it. So the gavra is defined by circumstance. Now let's say conversely, you have a ben krach. So where did he go? Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur went to Yerushalayim on the 14th. And he what? Vodim the Ben-Hur Shochakrach. They went to Yerushalayim. They must have lost the Belele Tesvov. So he's going to go back when? He's going to go back to Shwarman HaShachar before Lele Tesvov. So what do you say about such a guy? So where's he though? Shalei Yesham Yom Tesvov. Lo Havi Mukaf Liyama. Why isn't he Mukaf Liyama? So it doesn't work out. No, it doesn't work out. Why? Because insofar as Purim is concerned, he's definitely not defined as a Ben-Hur, because he's in the Krach. It's Yom. I'm saying there's no such thing as an inherent Ben-Hur. A Ben-Hur is a Ben-Hur because it's defined where you are in Purim. So, one said Midbar is nothing. Midbar is like an ear. There's no Lachef in an ear. No. Everybody in the Krach has to land then on your dollar. Why is a guy putter in the crack on your... No! But why is he putter in the crack on your dollar? In other words, right now on your dollar when I'm in the crack. So what am I halachically? Am I defined as a Ben-Hur insofar as Purim is concerned? Of course not. Otherwise, I'd run the crack. I'd have to read. So I'm not defined as a Ben-Hur if I'm in the crack. The crack exempts me from being defined as a Ben-Hur. So just because I'm going to go back that night, I'm going to miss the Kriya in the crack. So what? So why am I a Ben-Hur? I guess not. The question is, what is the Xeris Akosiv of our Tena Yudim Apresum, my Yoshim Bar Apresum? So, what does a Yoshim Bar Apresum mean? Prisbanyoma. So, what does it mean, Prisbanyoma? Does Prisbanyoma mean to say that we define the citizenship of the person based upon the day of Purim? We don't recognize where he lives. Outside of Purim, there's nothing. Nothing exists. We only recognize the citizenship in terms of Purim. That's the day we're concerned about. We don't care where it was the rest of the year. This year's not a little first. So it's purely halachic citizenship. It's a citizenship insofar as Purim is concerned. If that's the case, we encounter this problem. Because if he's sitting in the krach, he's in the krach on the 14th. So therefore, what is he basically? In terms of Purim, he's a ben krach. He can't be mechayavim, because Purim, he doesn't have any citizenship in the other place, in the year. So how are you mechayav him on the 14th? Just because he's going to return... He's going to return when? Before the 15th? Doesn't make any sense. He's not a citizen. The citizenship should be determined by where he lives in the time of this man of Purim. Right? That's the problem. That's if you learn the halacha Yoshim Bar Apresos, the way we're defining it. But there's another way to learn the halacha. It's not the halacha that Pruz Ben Yomo is a universal halacha that defines the person's citizenship. No. Halacha like it. The citizenship of the person is defined by where he lives all year round. He's a Ben-Hur because we know he was a Ben-Hur yesterday and the day before yesterday. But there's a separate Xeris Akosiv that says what? There's a separate Chaleshem of a Pruz Ben Yomo. There's a different Chaleshem of a Pruz Ben Yomo. What is a Pruz Ben Yomo? A Pruz Ben Yomo means a Gavra that's in a place, Bishas Chi of Kriyoso. If he's in the ear, so he's defined as a Ben-Hur. So it means to say like this, that there are two systems of defining a Ben-Hur and a Ben-Krach. There's a basic system that Gavra is defined as a Ben, as let's say the Krach. He's a Ben-Krach. They live in Yerushalayim, he's basically defined as a Ben-Krach. However, if he should find himself in an ear, Bisman Kriyoso, he has, because of that situation, he acquires a different Chaleshem. What's the different Chaleshem? A Pruz Ben Yomo. Pruz Ben Yomo. So Pruz Ben Yomo is a new kind of a phenomenon. It's a separate phenomenon. Pruz Ben Yomo is mevatel his status of a Ben Krach that he usually had before. The halacha is that where you're a Pruz Ben Yomo, so then it's mafkia your status of a Ben Krach. And it's mechayev you what? As a Ben-Hur. And conversely, if you're a Ben-Hur that you went to Yerushalayim on the 14th, so basically you're defined as a Ben-Hur. The only thing is, and you're chayev on the 14th. The only thing is, if you're going to stay there when? The Bisman Kiyum Kriyoso. So then what happens? So you become a Krach, a Mukaf Ben Yomo. You become a Mukaf Ben Yomo. So a Mukaf Ben Yomo, you'll be Chayev what? You'll be Mukaf Ben Yomo, you'll be Chayev in Kriya on the 15th. The only question is that on the 14th, where is he? He's in the Kraf. And on the 14th, he's not defined as a Mukaf Menyomo yet. So what passes him from Kriyas on Megillah on the 14th just because he knows he's going to be there on the 15th? The Marsha. How are you going to say because he's not a Nazir? Because he has to be Yoshim Baria Prozos. So therefore, he's not Nazir, so now he's what? So now he's not Chayas like the people in the. He's not a Chavit Eliyah. So then if he leaves on the 15th, he should be put to Wagami? The answer is that, you see, Chiyuvei HaMitzvah are Chal only, of course, on a certain Gavra. On a certain Gavra. So in order to have Chiyuvei HaMitzvah, you have to have a Chalos Shem in the Gavra. Am I right? Okay. Now, over here for Purim, there are two Chalos Shemos. There's a Chalos Shem Ben Ir, and there's a Chalos Shem Ben Krach. Okay. There's a Chalos Shem Pruz Ben Yomo, and there's a Chalos Shem Mukaf Ben Yomo. Two separate areas. As we explained before, if the person is in the 14th, he's in the Krach, so he's still Chayav. Why? Because he's defined as a Pruz. Right? He's defined as a Pruz, based upon the basic halacha of citizenship. Okay? If a person is from a Krach, is in an ear on the 14th, on the Zman Chiyuvo, there's a new institution that comes in. It's called the Pruz Ben Yomo, which overrides, cancels out his citizenship, and defines him as what? As a Pruz Ben Yomo. So either you read on the 14th because you're defined as a Pruz, or else you read on the 14th because you're defined as a Pruz Ben Yomo. Two separate definitions. Either you read on the 15th because you're defined as a Mukaf, or you read on the 15th because you're defined as what? As a Mukaf Ben Yomo. But the Chalos Shem Mukaf Ben Yomo overrides the status of what? Of Ben Ir, of Prus, the status of Prus. So where you are, Bisman Chiyuvo, gives you your Chalos Shem. There's two considerations. Where you are in general, and where you are the Shas Ki Mitzvasa. And the Shas Ki Mitzvasa is the overriding Chalos Shem, so it makes you either a Ben Ir or a Ben Krach. Right? So now it comes up like this. That if a person knows he's going to be where? He's going to be in the Krach on the 15th. So now I'll ask you, in terms of the mitzvah, what is, after the 15th is over, in terms of the mitzvah, what kind of a Chalos Shem does he have? Ben Ir or Ben Krach? What's the answer? Mukaf Ben Yomo. So it comes out that his Chalos Shem is not going to emerge till when? Till the 15th. So here you have an unusual case. You have a case where the Chiyuv HaMitzvah is Chal before the Chalos Shem and the Gavra is Chal. You see? The Chiyuv HaMitzvah is Chal before the Chalos Shem and the Gavra is Chal. So it comes out that he can't be Chayav on the 14th because his Chalos Shem and the Gavra is not going to be Chal until tomorrow. And tomorrow, he's not going to have any Chiyuv on the 14th. So you can't have him, there is no Chiyuv on the 14th. Why is there no Chiyuv on the 14th? There's no Gavra. You can't have a Chiyuv on Mitzvah without a Gavra. In order to have Chiyuv on Mitzvah, you require a Gavra who's capable of receiving a Mitzvah. But the Gavra has to either be defined as a Ben Ir or a Ben Krach. But his definition has not emerged yet. Because his definition is going to emerge when? It's going to emerge tomorrow. So what's going to happen is, after the 15th, when is this Chalos Shem going to emerge? You need 2 days for such a Chalos Shem to emerge. 1 day's not enough? Because, take a look at it this way. When he reads on the 14th, let's say he reads on the 14th, and he stays there on the 15th, what happens? Where's Bracha Latola? Is it Bracha Latola? It comes out that insofar as Purim is concerned, what is he defined as? He's defined as a Mukaf Ben Yomo. He's defined... The Gemara says, Svarahi, need the Pruz Ben Yomo Ikri Pruz, Mukaf Ben Yomo Ikri Mukaf. Which means, so far as Purim is concerned, your ultimate definition is where you were, Bisman Chiyuv Kriyasa. So if you were in the Krach, Bisman Chiyuv Kriyasa Shel Krach, so how are you defined as? You have it defined as a Mukaf. So if you define as a Mukaf, that means your definition doesn't emerge until the 15th. So therefore, it's impossible in Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's absurd to go by what it would appear your definition is now, when you know very well that your definition tomorrow, which is going to be the ultimate definition, is going to be that of a mukaf. So therefore, the gavra doesn't emerge until tomorrow. So it's impossible to have a chiyuv hamitzvah in practice to tell me that I should carry out my mitzvah when you know very well that what are you going to be defined as? You're going to be defined as a mukkah, which means your kriya is l'vatela. Oh, kriya can be l'vatela, but the bracha can be l'vatela. The mitzvah is not a mitzvah, because the definition is going to emerge tomorrow. It's an unusual halacha case. But of course, rationality dictates that which way should you do it? You have to do it in a way where the kiyum mitzvah makes sense in terms of the gavra. And that's not going to take place until tomorrow. Because tomorrow, you're going to be defined permanently, insofar as term is concerned, as what? As a gavra of a mukkah. So the gavra didn't emerge yet. The gavra shall chiyuv, to whom the chiyuv relates, didn't emerge until tomorrow. So therefore, what happens? They have to be current affairs. That's what it means if you know. If you know, it means if you know. If you know, they're going to stay there, so therefore you know very well that what's going to happen, that you as a gavra are going to emerge as a new gavra tomorrow. So you have to wait.
But if you don't know,
you have to wait. It's a strange phenomenon. It's the only case in Ovan Alofa where the gavra doesn't emerge until the next day, even though Chiyav HaMitzvah emerges today. But you can't tell him to do Chiyav HaMitzvah today. It's going to be absurd. But tomorrow, his definition is going to emerge. And what's going to happen tomorrow? Tomorrow, it's going to come out that whatever he did yesterday was nonsense. So what does he have to do? He has to do it tomorrow. The only rational way to do it. The reason why, if it still bothers you, the reason why it bothers you is, I'll tell you, it's a psychological problem. It's because you have a strong superego. It bothers you that it would appear that you have to wait. But that's not good for a Baal Olam. You have to be rational over here. And the fact is, his definition, we know, is not going to emerge until tomorrow. So his whole Asiyah today is an absurdity. In other words, there's no question about it that if he's a Ben Krach, Shaholach Lanyir, and he was a Puz Ben Yomo, then if he comes back to the Krach, well, that's not what we're saying about Russia.
Right.
So you're saying he's Potter. Why? Because he was defined as what? As a Purz Ben Yomo Le Mitzvah. So, and he only tolerates one definition. Now he's immune to all definitions, because he's already been kind of Mitzvah. So your question is, where's a Purz Ben Yomo and a Krach Ben Yomo, or a Mukkah Ben Yomo, which is Chal? That's your question. That's your question, basically. If he's a Purz Ben Yomo, so the answer is very simple. The answer is the first one, that's it. In other words, if the Gavra stayed on the 14th, the Das said he's going to stay on the 15th, and he was Ma'akif Kriyosa, and then on the 15th at night, before Amar HaShachar, he goes back to the 14th, to the year.
Does he read?
He can't read.
He can't read.
Because Kamal Mafreya, I was defined as what? As a Benyon, he didn't read, so he wasn't going to the mitzvah. I don't know of any other case that I could think of where you have a similar kind of thing.
He's Mabatla, I'm afraid. Not Mabatla, why is there on the 14th?
It's a rare case, where the Chiyuv precedes the definition of the Gavra, so you can't execute the mitzvah until the definition of the Gavra is finalized. And the definition of Gavra is not going to be finalized until the next day. So it's only logical that you can't do it until the next day. That's the Gemara, that's it. So the Rosh disagrees in the name of Yerushalmi. And he maintains that if on the 14th, if on the 14th you're in the Krach, so what do? So you lay like the Krach. Period, that's it. Depends where you are on the 14th. Since you're a Benir, but you were in the Krach when you were supposed to be Chayav, and you're supposed to be in your ear, but you move into the Krach, and in that time, in the Krach, you're not Chayav anymore. So therefore, you're Chayav in the Krach, and even if you go back to the ear, you're still going to read on the 15th. That's what it all. Okay, because you're Ben Krach? Because it's called Mukkah Menyola. He doesn't like this business of Rashi Lamafreya with the Chayav and the Chalot Shem and the Gavra and all this. He doesn't like that. So what's the formula of your Shant? Shami says, depends where he is in the 14th. If he's in the year in the 14th, if he's in the Krach in the 14th, he immediately loses Chavos a year, because he can't lay now. So there's Nostalic Chavos a year, and in place is Chal, what? Chavos a Krach. So therefore he has to do what? 15th. No matter what, Rashi didn't want to say that way, because it's not Chavos Kriya in the Krach. The Rosh himself says why Rashi didn't want to say that. Because Chavos Kriya is not going to be Chal till tomorrow. But the Rosh says it doesn't matter. Since it's Nostalic Mimenu Chavos Kriya the year, because he's over here, so now he's going to be chayav on the 15th. All right, how's it work? What's the rush? The rush doesn't mention anything about has to be kindness on the 14th. He just says very simple. He says, take a look. He gives a reason. He says, Ukimoshim all the Ben Krach Shalach Elias Kaben here. That's his reason. Nistalik may all of Kovas Kriyas Anshe Makomo. The Nichwal and Bnei Krach. That's his reason. That's as far. That's the underline that part. Kivan Shebizman Chiyuv Kriyas Bnei Makomo Eino Imohem. He's not with his people in the time when they're all reading the Megillah. That's what he said. He said, listen carefully. I just gave you the punchline of the rush. But he has something before that, where he says like this. He says, "Kimo shemola leben krach lios to ben ir, kishomat shom leila boso mikta sayum shuzman kriyas shal b'nei ir v'chola fos kriyas shuzman. Kimo kimo leben ir shal chos krach, lamat shomat mikta sayum idalot. Kivon shibizman chiyas kriyas." You know what I mean? He's saying there's an analogy here. There's an analogy here. On the surface, you don't understand the analogy. No, it's not the same. Because where is a ben krach and he went to the ear? I understand. Because it's chovas kriyasa. But over here, Ben Yair went to the krach. Nothing's happening to the krach now in the five points of time. So what's the kamo kain? Is an exact equation, exact analogy? Because the rush state says something here which doesn't make any sense. And he says, kamo. Kamo shemo le ben krach liyos ke ben yair kashom achom le la borsa. Mitzah sayom, which is man kriyasa. Okay? And I'm skipping a few words. Kamo kain mo le ben yair. What do you mean kamo kain mo le ben yair shol krach? What's the rush saying? What the rush is saying is like this. The rush is saying, how are you learning? You're learning like this. Now what is prison yomol? Prison yomol means I'm there bisman chiyuv kriyasa. So it means where I am bisman chiyuv kriyasa is koveya, the definition of the gavra, right? The makom. Purus, porus, muk, if you're in a makom, porus, it's koveya your definition as a porus. And that's gonna determine your chiyuv. So the Rush says one thing. Just like the halacha is insofar as, just like the makom is a determinant insofar as chiyuv kriyasa, the makom is a determinant, should be a determinant insofar as ptur kriyasa. Insofar as Ptur Kriyasa is concerned. So therefore, if you're going to tell me that being in a city that's a poros on Yom Yudalid renders me a poros, so if I'm not in a poros on Yom Yudalid, it should render me, I'm in a krach on the Yom Yudalid, I should be rendered a ben krach on Mukaf Liyomo. Because Ptur Kriyasa should be a koveya, just like Chiyuv Kriyasa is koveya. That's what the Rush says. Therefore, he says, what's going to happen is because you're telling me the makom that's poros is koveyachiv.
That takes place.
Therefore, he says, what's going to happen is because you're telling me the makom that's poros is koveyachiv if I'm in a makom that's poros. So that means if I'm in a makom that's not a poros, so then that makom should be a poter insofar as kriyat is concerned. So therefore, if I happen to be in a krach, which is in, because I'm poter, the krach is a makom ptur kriya on your dalid, so I should be defined as what? As a ben krach. That's what he's saying. You see? That's what he's saying. Yeah. You can't have a one-sided and say that if I'm in a makom that's poros, so then it determines the chiyuv. And what about ptur? If that determines chiyuv, so if you're not in that makom, so then you're potter. So therefore, you have to say that what? That halacha can't deal with such. You can't deal with a one-sided situation. So halacha has to immediately determine on your dalid what you are. So either you're a poros on your dalid or you're a mukaf on your dalid. So when zman chiyuva is chal, the formulation is right. When zman chiyuva is chal on your dalid, and what your status is on your dalid has to be determined equally in terms of chiyuv or ptur hamitzvah. If makom determines chiyuv ha-mitzvah, poros determines chiyuv ha-mitzvah, then you must have an institution of mukaf that determines ptur ha-mitzvah. You can't have a half-sided situation. Poros is going to determine chiyuv, and what if the guy happens to the guy's in mukaf? Well, where's it? There's no ptur, you know, it's not even, it's not even a lachah. If poros determines chiyuv, then mukaf determines ptur. So if I'm a makom mukaf, so I'm not in a makom chiyuv, so now I must be in a makom ptur. Makom ptur, so then the halacha is, if you are in a makom ptur of mitzvah, which is mukaf, so a chalos chiyuv is chal for tesvav. So it's Mechayivim Tezvav. So the Rush says, that's the way the Yeshama learns Allah. The Rush apparently wasn't too upset with Rashi's formulation with the Gavra, which he didn't bother him, that the Chiyuv is called before the Gavra is determined. That's an unusual type of halachic situation, but it makes sense logically. But this, he says, is not logical. To have an uneven situation is not logical. To say that there's a Makom Mechiyuv, and yet the Makom Ptur has not been determined, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so therefore you have to say if there's a makom chiyuv mitzvah, pruz, then there must be a makom ptur mitzvah. Where's the makom ptur mitzvah? Mukaf. So you must be determined on that night that you're a mukaf. There's a ptur, and therefore your chiyuv is postponed until when? Till tomorrow. That's it. What? So then, if you're the company of Makamos, you send the Makam Torah with Machaya, then, so then there has to be, an, so then there must be Makam Torah. Where's the Makam Torah? Makam Torah can't exist until tomorrow. Doesn't make any sense. And then, once you're the Makam, so it comes up that your definition is determined either the Kriyas Yadale because of the Chiyav of Poros, or else it's the Poter on, you're Poter on that, and you're determined right then and there as a Ben Krach. As a Ben Krach. So it comes out, like you said, it's correct, that Yadale is really the Machayev. Yadale is really the Machayev in the Mitzvah. But it's Machayev the Poros. The Poros on Yadale. And it's Doche, the Krach, until when? Until Tesvah.
Even the guy there,
right here. It's Kaveya. It's Kaveya scholarship. It's Kaveya scholarship. It's Kaveya scholarship. Exactly. If there's a Chal Hashem Poros on, this is what the Rosh argument right here. If there's a Chal Hashem Poros on your dollar, there's a Chal Hashem Mukaf on your dollar. You can't have a Chal Hashem Poros without a Chal Hashem Mukaf. That's impossible. So therefore, the Chal Hashem Mukaf on your dollar, so he's defined as a Mukaf Liyoma. That's really, this is more precise. If there's a Chal Hashem Poros on your dalid, there's a Chal Hashem Mukaf on your dalid. You can't have a halacha that works incomplete. That's a half-hearted halacha. You can say like this, that if there's a Chal Hashem Poros, but there's no Chal Hashem Mukaf until the next day, that is impossible.
It doesn't matter whether you
Because Poros is chiyuv and Mukaf is tur. So there's a Chal Hashem Poros on your dalid, there's a Chal Hashem Mukaf on your dalid. So it comes out that on your dalid is kavua as a Mukaf. If it's kavua as a Mukaf, so when is it chiyuv? It's chiyuv is different. That's it. Just like saying there's a Pruz Ben Yomo, so if he's not in the Pruz on that day, he has the Mukaf Ben Yomo. That's a Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the first thing we did was the Ramban. The Svar of the Ramban. What is Ramban? The Rambans are the Machlokes Ramban the Balamor. So we said according to the Balamor, learns like Rashi, it comes out that there are two systems. There's a Pruz Ben Yomo, and then there's a regular Pruz. There's a Mukaf Ben Yomo, and there's a regular Mukaf. So if you're a regular Mukaf and you go to the Pruz, so the definition of Pruz Ben Yomo overrides the definition of being a Mukaf. Okay? The basic definition of being a Mukaf. So it's two systems. Like we said yesterday, two systems, but the definition of Pruz Ben Yomo is superior to the definition of being a regular Krach. But however, let's say for instance you're a regular Pruz and you go to the Krach and now you plan to come back before the 15th. So then, of course, you're a regular Pruz. But if you plan to stay there, so then what happens? Then you obtain the definition of a Krach Ben Yomo. Krach Ben Yomo rules out the definition of a Pruz. That's what the Balmah says. What does that have to do with what he intends to do? Ramban didn't like that. Because Ramban thought that's a very crude formulation. Why should I say that? One, the Pruz Ben Yomo is superior to the regular Pruz, to the regular Krach, to the regular definition. Is it like there's a regular underlying definition, and there's a Ben Yomo definition? And the Ben Yomo definition prevails over the regular one. What kind of a system of halacha is that? So Ramban said like this. Ramban said that it's not a halacha that the Pruz Ben Yomo is superior. The halacha is that when he is a Pruz Ben Yomo, he's defined as abandoning his former status of Krach. It's an abandonment. That's why the Ramban says, that's why the Rif holds that it depends on Daitalach or in Daitalach. Because that's already a sugya makam shenado, which means that what? That daito lachzor means you didn't abandon, and ain daito lachzor means that you did abandon. So the Ramban says that's why the Balamor's kasha is not kasha. Because the riff, and this is really the ingeniousness of the Ramban to show you exactly precisely where the riff came up with this halacha. He's right; it's the only place it come from makam shenado. But it's based upon the definition in this sugya that a Pruz Ben Yomo is not just a mechanism that outrules the underlying. The underlying criteria of citizenship and takes precedence over the other definition. But it's a halacha that it defines him as abandoning. A Pruz Ben Yomo is one who abandons his former status, his former place. He's considered abandoning. If he's considered abandoning, so then what? So then it has to be Ein Daik Halacha. That's the Ramban. Okay. Next point we took up is in the Ramban Shita himself, just trying to work it out. How does it work out? That the basically the case where if he's a Benny or he's in the Krach on the 14th, so somehow or other, let's put it this way, if he's a Benny on the 14th and he lands on the 14th, then he comes on the 15th to the Krach. So according to Rabban, he's going to have to land again. Why should he have to land again? This doesn't make any sense. That's crazy. Why should he? He was Yetzer already. Okay? So you're going to tell me because since he's there on the 15th, he becomes a Mukaf. So you have, so it's one gavra with two definitions. With two definitions. He's like another gavra. If that's the case, so why is he putter? Why is the benya putter on the 14th? If the definition didn't arrive till the 15th. So why is the benya putter on the 14th? And what does that have to do with the only because he intends to stay there on the 15th? And if he doesn't intend to stay there on the 15th, he's going to be chayav on the 14th. How does that work? You tell me that the Zman, so you're apparently going to say like a rush, that the 14th is the Kaveya. So the 14th is the Kaveya, so he landed already in the 14th in the Purs, as a Purs. So why does he have to land again in the 15th? 14th was Kaveya, as a Prophet. In the case where he was in the Prophet on the 14th, now he goes in the 15th. It doesn't work out. These cases don't work out. So he says as follows, that there are, that in Kriyas and Megillah, really, the 14th is Chayev and the 15th. Both days are really high. The only thing is the key in Kriyasa for both days in the Prozim is on the 14th. The key in Kriyasa for both days in Mukif in Batei Rechoma is really on the 15th. But actually each day has a key of Kriyasa Megillah. So now it works out very nice. That if the person is a Ben Ir, Shehalach Lekrach, and according to Rabban's definition, it's very nice because he has to abandon his status of ear. So let's say he's there on the 14th. On the 14th, he gets up in the morning, he's confronted with a chiyuv kriya. So now he has to determine whether he's a ben krach or ben ear. So we say that if he intends to stay there on the 15th, then and only then it's daito, it's ein daito lachzor. So then if it's ein daito lachzor bizman kiyum mitzvaso, so then he could be defined as a ben krach. But if it's daita lachzor kodam kizman kiyum mitzvah, so he definitely can't be defined as a ben krach. That would be absurd. Because this whole definition of a purs ben yom and mukar ben yom is the definition as far as kriyas megillah is concerned. So if he's not going to be, if he's not going to remain there, so now he's defined as a ben ir on the 14th. Okay? That's why he's defined as a ben ir on the 14th. Now, let's take another case. Now, let's say, for instance, a person's a ben ir on the 14th. And he landed on the 14th. But now on the 15th he goes into the krach, so he's going to be chayav according to Ramban, lekan lekan. Why? Because on the 15th in the morning he's confronted with the chi of kriyas amegillah. So if he's not in the krach, so we say his kiyum took place on the 14th. But you can't say if he's in the krach on the 15th, bizman chi of kriyasa, that now he's defined as a ben, as a pruz, and he was yotze that chiyav with yesterday's laning. That's impossible. So therefore, he's going to have to be chayav for laying on both days. He'll be chayav for laying on both days. What we're saying is that both days of Purim are chayav and kriya. But the realization for the first day is in the prazim, and for the mekufin, the realization of the chayav kriya is on the second day. What I'm saying is the kriya for the first on the first day for the prazim is a kriya not just for the 14th. It's a kriya for the 15th too. And a partisan for the 15th. Okay, a riot to this svara. A riot to this svara is Alocha and Tafresh Peches Ches. And if a Benir couldn't read it on the 14th, then even though he doesn't go to a krach, he reads it on the 15th. There's a question say without a bracha, but that's something because it's not the mitzvah kitzurasa. But he's still, it's not the mitzvah kitzurasa, but still he has a chi of kriya and a ki of kriya on the 15th. So it shows you really that you have to read on the 14th and you have to read on the 15th. The only thing is that a Benir is chi of on the 15th, is fulfilled through the Kriya of the 14th. The Kriya of the 14th was ready for the 15th though. So that's the case, so that the Allah is perfect. That's tough rage, pay, chet, stress. Who's that? All right, very good. What? It's good. It's careful for the cash and the answer. Very good. More for the answer, but anyway, very good. That's the riot for this whole pshat. That's 100% riot for the pshat. Okay, if you're going to say that the Benir is only chayav on the 14th, that's crazy. He's crazy. He's reading on the 15th. It's Mishigas. It's below bracha. It's below bracha because it's not the mitzvah ketzurasa, so you can't make a bracha. But that's something else. The Ravid. Why does the Ravid? Now, just one more point. The Ravid holds that what? The Ravid holds that if you're a Benir and you're in the krach, so you could what? So you could read in the krach on the 14th. But if you're a Ben krach. If you're ben krach and you leave the krach, you can't read the, you can't read in the 15th outside of the krach. But you can read on the 15th, on the 14th, in the krach, a kriya of the year. Why? What's the difference? The reason is because krachim amukofim choma are an entity. Year's not an entity. It's nothing. So there's no halacha of a kriya shel ear, because it's just a kriya. There's nothing there. It's the absence. It's an absence. You know what I mean? This is anisht in Mizar. Okay. But in the kriya of the krakim, krakim is a new chal Hashem, but they are a chom is a chal Hashem. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a new entity. So therefore, the kriya shel bote arechom was a separate, you know, the rivet happens all the way, and not a very reason. But he also is a separate kriya of a kriya bote arechom. So it must be in the bote arechom. But you can't say a kriya of an ear has to be in an ear. There's no such thing as an ear. The bote arechom doesn't taste mafki yet. Doesn't do anything about it. It's a kriya. That's different.